The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in memory of Nechama Bas Kalev Klein Aleha Shalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for her neshama.
Gittin daf lamed ches. As one goes through Maseches Gittin, there's a dynamic which creates a tension mineu bei in lomdus, in the conceptual definition of what's going on in Gittin and Kedushin. The same problem exists in Maseches Kedushin. A woman, ziyachas, a woman's relationship to her husband, is ziyachas of yisav heter. Once she gets married, she's also l'chol ha'olam. In order for her to be yotza l'shuk, in order for her to be muteres l'chol ha'adam, the husband has to give her a get. The loshon of the get, mavur in the end of the mesechta, is hereat muteres l'chol ha'adam. The goof definition, the textbook definition of gerushin is that the husband is being mater her, which speaks to a definition of issa v'heter. On the other hand, there's also the concept that a get is a shtar kinyan. A lot of the dinim of shtori kinyan, legabe bechlal, legabe shtori rayim, shtori kinyan, the gedorim of get are always compared to shtar kinyan. And the concept of an isha being konui labal, and that when the husband writes a get, is a das hamizchayev, it's the das makna, and when he gives her the get, is a maisa kinyan, is a maisa kno, he's giving her the get, she's koina herself, isha koina, she does have a yad likna, she doesn't have a yad liknos, and so on. All the sugyas that exist around this framework in Gittin Kedushin point to the fact that the yachas of a husband and wife and the yachas of a kedushin, a chaleis kedushin, a chaleis geishin, or yachasim, are relationships of kinyan, kinyan in self, kinyan in others. So obviously there's a dual dynamic over here. We have, for instance, we have the Ran in Gittin Dav Beis who talks about the concept that when a shtar is presented in Bezdin, let's say a malva pulls out a shtar against the loiver, Reuven pulls out a shtar against Shimon, that Shimon owes him $1,000. Shimon has a schus to taina against the shtar. Shimon has a right to be ma'arer kineged the shtar. So Tosis in Dav Beis discusses the concept of irur, which we have by a loiva against a malva in the context of a husband against a wife. A wife has a get, the get was given to the woman presents it, she wants to be yotzal l'shuk. The husband then presents himself to be ma'ar keneged the shtar. The Ran answers the discussion of Tosis over there by saying in very pointed words, ein isha mamoina shobal. A woman doesn't have a yachas of being her husband's possession. She's not owned by her husband, this is the way he owns $1,000 or a house or a car or a cow. In which case, his koyach, to taina against the get, would not be similar to the concept of a person having a right to taina bezin, that he doesn't owe $1,000. His saying he wasn't megarish his wife is not the same thing as saying that he didn't sell his field. Ein isha mamoina shobal. On the other hand, there is a concept of kinyan. The shtar is a shtar kinyan. So that's a dynamic that creates a tension in being magdir, in defining different dinim in the two mesechtes. Starts in Maseches Ksubis, but the dual dynamic is in these two Maseches of Gittin and Kedushin. Therefore, it follows that in the learning, the proper learning, in the contextual framework of, the conceptual framework rather, of learning Maseches Gittin, there follows a discussion of a different entity, a different halakhic entity, which also has this dual dynamic of Isser, the Heter, and dinim omnis and kinyan, and that would be included in a discussion of Maseches Gittin. And this is the sugya of avodim. Mitzvah Hashem, from this daf, the next 7-8, we're going to be learning probably the most comprehensive treatment of avodim, the dinim of Eved Knani in Shas. And the reason why it's over here, the reason why Chachmei Hashas were mesader over here, is because that is the framework for this discussion. Do we look at an Eved Knani Ziyachas with the Baal is being owned by him? He is. The Torah says, Kikinyin Kaspoyu. He eats Truma, an Eved of a Kohen eats Truma, Kikinyin Kaspoyu. The reason why, if an Odoin by accident kills his, not by accident, he kills his Eved, that he's Chayiv, the dinim of him being Chayiv Misa more Kal, is because the Torah says, Kikinyin Kaspoyu. There's a din, the yachas of an eved to his odoin, is certainly that he could buy him, he could sell him. He owns his vlodois, he owns his goof, he can make him work. He's his money. He's his property. The same way, lahavdil, the same way it was looked at, that the yachas of a slave 150 years ago in America and other places where there was slavery was a yachas of like cattle, of property. That is also true in a halachic concept. But the yachas of an eved with an odoin is that much more. It's a context of issa v'heter. L'moshel, the din that he's an eved means that he has a din of kedushas Yisrael, gabiz mechuyv b'mitzvahs, kiisha. It's not a plain guy. If he's killed by somebody else, he has a loch of Yisrael. Person's chayv isa. He don't have a din. He certainly has a din somewhat of din Yisrael. And this has to be discussed, exactly what the context is. Is an eved a yid? Is an eved not a yid? We're going to try to unfold these concepts as we go along through the daf in Mir Tzeshem. One of the discussions before we get to the conceptual framework of an eved is what's discussed, and this maybe could bring out a little bit on a more ethical level. What's going on? We look at something like slavery, that when Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, he was doing something that was morally right. The idea to us of being mishabed, of one human being owned by somebody else, where if he doesn't want to work, 15-hour days on a cotton plantation, he could whip him, is to us is something which is muktzah machmas mius. It's a nevolo. We understand the concept of every human being free. This is aleph based. That's basic to us. How do we understand in the Pekudei Hashem Yishorim Misam Chelev, in the context of the Torah system, which is the most moral and upright system, how do we understand the context of Avodim? So let's discuss a halacha which is over here in the Sugi Bayos on Lamed Ches and Beis, which might give some context to what's really going on in the parsha in the Torah called Eved Kenani. The Gemara says in Lamed Ches and Beis that Hamashachar Avdei Oyver Basay Shenemal Lo'olam Behem Ta'avoidu. If somebody owns an Eved and he's Meshachar him, he's over on Naseh. The pasuk says La'olam Behem Ta'avoidu. We'll soon see what the halakhic definition of that mitzvahs, the Rambam counts as one of the Taig mitzvahs, as well as the other many mitzvahs. The Gemara brings a Meisveh, Rebbe Lezer. Shenichnas bebeis haknesses, v'leimotzo asoro. He came in with his eved, v'shichar avde, v'shlum al-asoro, he needed a minion. Could be mashlim, he has the din of a ger, but you could be mashlim a minion with a ger. V'shlim al-asoro, it seems to be that the dvar heter. Tremendous mitzvahs, never show Rebbe Lezer's part. In order to, we don't find anybody from South Carolina doing something like that. That he would free up an eved worth thousands and thousands of dollars, she has a kinyan olamian, to work for the next 40 years in order to be mashlim a minyan. How many people would lose that type of money for a minyan? But Rebbe Lezer did it. He was meshachar avdoi, v'chay means it's mutter. And for the Gemara, mitzvah shayin. What's important to note is the wording of the Gemara, the teretz of the Gemara, mitzvah shayin. The Gemara in Brochus, daf mem zayin amid beis, brings down the same discussion. And the Gemara over there says, mitzvah de rabbin shayni. Mitzvah de rabbin is because tzarech haram to have a minyan. The poskim talk barichos about the importance of the mitzvah, that it's not just a reshus, it's not just something that enhances tefillah, but there's a chiyuv. It's a question whether there's a choyv al kol yochid v'yochid de dam with a minyan, or it's a choyv on the tzibur. Mitzvah de rabbin might mean not that it's a choyv on me to make my tefillah. Same way I have a chiyuv to dam, and I have a chiyuv to dam with a minyan, that my tefillah should be enhanced. That's not the pshat. There's a mitzvah of the rabbin. Mitzvah de rabbin shayni. Mitzvah de rabbin is on a different level than a mitzvah de yochid. It's not just my personal obligation, even though I have an obligation to dam with a minyan, but there's a mitzvah that's mutl on the tzibur. The same way Kriyas HaTorah is not a mitzvah on a yochid, it's a mitzvah on the tzibur. There's two levels of davening with a minyan. There's the fact that my tefillah is enhanced, my tefillahs have siyat d'shmaya, my tefillahs have more kavana. But the more important part is that there's a tefillah derabim which is given the same way the korban, which tefillahs are keneged tmidim tiknu keneged karbonos, is the conceptual framework of karbonos, which is a korban rabim. The karbonos which found expression in the tefillah of three times a day, tefillah Shemayin Esrei, is the tefillah of the Rabban, the korban tzibur. Korban tzibur is a different thing. Korban tzibur is Deicha Shabbos. There's something timeless about a korban tzibur which does not exist by a korban yochid, cannot be brought on Shabbos, even though the yochid needs a kapora. Korban tzibur shayni. Mitzvah d'am shayni. So Nayyid Yehuda has a discussion in a tshuva he brings from his son-in-law what the machlokes between the sugyas were. And he discusses it in the context of mitzvah bo baveiro. He says, L'chayro, if Rabbi Elazar was over on Nasei, lo'ilam bohem tavoidu, so what do we have to say? We have to say that he had a right that he did it because of the mitzvah. L'chayro, it's a mitzvah bo baveiro. The mitzvah was done al yedei aveiro, being mushakeh le'eved. So he discusses different gedorim of mitzvah bo baveiro. Does mitzvah bo baveiro have to be bein isur asei? Means say he brings up the point that there's different ways of understanding the iser of the din of lo'ilam bohem tavoidu. Is it a chiyuv, a positive chiyuv, to hold on to the eved, in which case you mevatel the mitzvah by not holding on to the eved? Or the freeing of the eved is a ma'ase iser, it's an iser asay. An asay normally is something one does b'kum v'asay, in which case the mitzvah asay lo'ilam bohem tavoidu would express itself to hold on to the eved. Not holding on to the eved would be a violation of not doing the assay. Or we could say, no, there's a concept called an isser assay, where the Torah is mitzavos not to do kach v'kach. The Torah expresses that as an assay, but it's an isser. So one is meshacher in heaven, a meshacher, oivir b'assay, it sounds like it's an isser assay. Even though the pasuk words lo'ilam bohem tavoidu talks about keeping him, but the issue is to be meshacher. Maybe that would be chapanaf kamina. Maybe that would be different. Lagabi the gedor mitzvah bo baveiro. Does it have to be beisur, or could be just a bittle of an asay? Now Yehuda praises his mekales, his meshaber, this word from his edim. Reb Chaim Oizer asks a very basic question on the whole approach. Reb Chaim Oizer in Tshuva Zachariezer, he says that. There's no discussion over here, mitzvah bo baveiro. Mitzvah bo baveiro is always a discussion where one uses the aveiro in the asiyah of the mitzvah. A lulav agozel, for instance, one is furthering the gzela by using somebody else's lulav, and so on and so forth. One takes a sefer from somebody else and learns from it. The discussion of mitzvah bo baveiro, why? Because using somebody else's thing is a continuation. The gezel is not only when I go into his house and take it. The gezel is having, using, acting as a bailam on somebody else's chetetz. That's what one does when he's using somebody else's thing. Over here, he was meshachrer, and then afterwards he was a yid, he was mitzvah to me. What does one have to do with the other? That would create a paslus in the mitzvah of davening with a minion, that it's a mitzvah bo baveiro. Reb Chaim Oizer rejects the whole way of thinking. Another way of looking at it, which is just luchay more straightforward, is the framework of asay doichalois asay. Means that there is a bitl asay of la'ilam mehem tavoidu. It could be that the chiyuv mitzvah de rabbim, or the chiyuv mitzvah of davening b'tzibur, is doichal. Now, there is a discussion in sugis hashas of asay doichalois asay, klaim b'tzitzis, yibum, all these type of things, where the mitzvah and that loisa say, which is being violated in order to facilitate kiyum asay, are not bi'idna, they're not at the same time. Moshal a nozer has to, in order to bring his kabonis, nozer, that's a mitzvah, in order to be mekayim his din mitzvah, has to perform giluach, has to have all his hair shaved off. A nozer is also to shave his hair off. So do we say when he starts shaving his hair, he wasn't mekayim yet the mitzvah, because it's only when all his hair is off. But every hair that he shaves off as a nozer, so it's not bidna, because the first hair is already a violation of the love of nozir. Would we say lo esed eicheloisa say that the facilitation at the end, that he'll be migulach and he'll be able to be mekayim his din mitzayra, would be matter even starting the haircut 2 hours before that, and so on. A lot of different examples. Yibum, the ma'aseh bia starts. When is the mitzvah of yibum? Is it the soif bia, the tchir? Is it bidna? Now, there's a discussion in many places in Shas. Klein b'tzitzis, you have the same thing. When he puts on the beged, when he wears the beged, when is the mitzvah, when is the loisah? There's a tension between putting the asay and the loisah together in order to create that heter of asay dech loisah. So in that context, we can understand that maybe what's going on over here is a discussion of asay dech loisah. And then the achronim throw around different svaras, and they discuss in this context that it could be what's going on over here is like this. If we look at lo'ilam bohem tavoidu as only a violation of an existing asay, The pshat is that there's an aseh of lelum v'tavadu to hold on to the eved. We'll get back to that in a few minutes, what the definition of that is. But there's a bittle of that state of being mekayim lelum v'tavadu, if one is meshachar, that he can't hold on to an eved forever if you're meshachar him. But it's not an issur, there's no maisa avera in the shichru. The shichru only means there's a violation of the aseh. It could be that since there's no maisa issur, then the assay which would allow us to be mevatel the other assay wouldn't have to be be'idna. It could be that the need for be'idna to make the loisa and assay at the same time is only how you're allowed to do a ma'isa aver. Because it's not a ma'isa aver, it's a ma'isa mitzvah. Assay dech loisa. But what happens if the assay is only in the sky afterwards? So right now it is a loisa assay. That's one possible explanation in this idea of be'idna, the need for be'idna and aser dechal aser, in which case, what happens if there's no ma'isa issa? It's not the pshat you're doing a ma'isa avera. It's a pshat by being mushachar the eved, you're not able to be mekayim the din of holding on to him. In that context, we could understand that maybe it doesn't have to be be'idna. In which case, the Gemara just says you have a mitzvah, you have another mitzvah now, and that's why it's doicha. It could very well be that the reason why there wouldn't be asay derech alayis asay, besides for the problem of be'idna, could very well be because ain asay derech asay. Make it easy that one asay is derech another asay. Whenever a person is faced with two asays, which one should he do? Is there a concept of tchir? Tchir means do a ma'isa aveira because it's really a ma'isa mitzvah. The Torah was derech alayis asay, or if you want to say it the way the Ramban says in Parshas Yisroi, alayis asay is yira, and asay is ava, ava is derech yira. What happens to two asays? If I do act X, if I do Maisa X, I'll be Mavatl and I'll say, but I'll also be Mekayim Asay. Who has right of way? There's a gridlock over here between two assays. I can't put the two of them together are not compatible. What do I do? L'chor, I do the bigger one. Right? The one has more preference. So it could be in that context. The Gemara in Brocha said, Mitzvah derabim shayni. Mitzvah derabim is a different type of mitzvah. It's doicha, my personal mitzvah, in order to facilitate the mitzvah derabim. Ken Zayin? Kenzai, would be that the reason why the Sugya by us doesn't say Mitzvah Duram is because he holds, the Sugya by us holds, that's not what's going on over here. What's going on over here is not an assay, Kenegan assay. There's an Isra assay. Isra means there's a violation of Maisa Shikru, is a Maisa Isra. If the Maisa Shikru is a Maisa Isra, so again, that's the same thing as assay Deich Alois assay. How am I allowed to do a Maisa Isra? The Teretz is, I'm allowed to do a Maisa Isra, because there'll be a Metzvah afterwards. Again, that would set up again the same problem of Be'idna. But that's some of the Svaras of the Achrayim discuss in order to define where the two Sugyas are coming from. The Sugya in Brachos says Mitzvah, the Ram, the Sugya over here says Mitzvah. It happens to be that the Sugya over here says mitzvah, shiny. The Gemara discusses another need for this heter of mitzvah. And the Gemara discusses the story that there was a shivcha that was a chatzi shivcha chatzi bas maisi bisha achas, shechetzi shivcha vechetzi bas chor, one of the most esoteric creations in Shas and Poiskim is a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschoyer Minchas Chinuch, which created a tremendous amount of lomdus by discussing what would be the din in different cases of a Chatzi Yevet Chatzi Baschoyer. And over here, Bekofes Rabbi Vasa Baschoyer, why? Because Minig Hefka Noam Bubba, the Gemara says. Since she couldn't get married because she was a Chatzi Baschoyer and a Chatzi Shivcha, she couldn't get married, so Mimele created a Pritzus and Arai situation in order to get that away, so they freed her. There's an Isra say of freeing the Eved. So in that context, the Gemara says also mitzvah shiny. Here it's not a mitzvah derab. So the Gemara by us had a need to say mitzvah shiny. The Gemara over there, brothers, does not bring down the story. So well, over there is only mitzvah derab. But this story brings up something else. If it's mitzvah derab, I understand. It's also Rebbe Elazar himself, who was oiver, was his mitzvah. But over here by Pritzus, by Arayis, whose need was it to be freed? It was her need, Lachara, in order that she should be over in any surim. So where was the imperative on him to be over? Or in the wording of the Gemara on Shabbos Daf Dalet, can a person do an Aveira Kalo in order to save somebody else from an Aveira Chom? The Gemara discusses over there, somebody else was about to be over on Afia on Shabbos, he had bread baking. Before the bread would be fully baked, before he would be over, Achman Salam, the Issa Deiraisa of Melech Shabbos, could I pull out the bread, which is a roi de pas, a malacha de rabbanon? So this is the rabbanon to pull the bread out off the walls of the oven. Can I do that in order to save him from being over? And this is the rice. The Gemara says, "Ain adam la'adam chatei b'shvil sheyizke chaveri." Reuven is not over in aver in order to facilitate Shimon not being over in aver. So how do we fit that together with the concept over here? Could be that the priestess in Arise wasn't so much her, it was a tzarech harab. There's a situation over here where a woman was mafkir herself l'arayis, so she was not miyuchid for any man. She's a chatziyadah, she's a chatzishivcha, chatzibatzchon, you couldn't marry her off. There's a situation, there's a michshol, this woman is a ticking time bomb. She's a michshol the rab because there's a matzav of priestess in the rab. It could be that it is a tzarech harab. In which case, there's no question of me being meshacher for somebody else's need. It's not me. It's not somebody else. It's a tzarech harab. I'm part of the rabbi. If I'm part of the rabbi, then that question doesn't exist. That's some of what's discussed in the Gemara. The Ramban puts down a new concept here. The Ramban says that it could be that the issur being meshacher and eved has nothing to do with the abdus per se, but it has to do with, similar to the concept of loy sichonim, giving a goy a matnas chinam, giving the Eved his freedom for no reason is also a violation of this type of concept. Again, it brings us back, is an Eved a Yid, is an Eved a Goy? Does he have a similarity to a Goy in that concept, in that context of giving him something? The Ramban says that if I was Meshachim for a mitzvah, I wasn't Meshachim, I didn't give him himself, it was my tzarech, I wanted to do a mitzvah, I was Meshachim. In which case then we don't have to get involved in discussions as you were over the Isser in order to, for an Asay, L'tzarech HaRabim. That's not what's going on over here. What's going on is that there is no issur. The only issur is when it's done for nothing. If it's done for a mitzvah, so on the one hand, it's meduik in the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't say, Yovei asei de tefila b'rab b'yidcha. Mitzvah shayni. There's no issur of being reshach and ever by mitzvah, which would seem to indicate that there's no aveir at all. Why is there no aveir? Because it's not b'chinom. It's not for nothing. On the other hand, it's a little bit not so mashma, because then it's not mitzvah shayni, it's any tzorich shayni. The point is not the mitzvah. The point is that I had a personal benefit that I was able to have on the minyan. I could be meshachem my eved. The point is the mitzvah the rabbim shayni, or the point is the tzorich. So that's a diuk like the Ramban, but a diuk not like the Ramban. Let's go down a step. We discussed in the context of understanding this din of the Isra saying that say, what exactly is the point? The Rambam counts as one of the tayag, the mitzvah of la'ilam b'hem tavoidu. The Chinuch says it interesting. He says that the issue is not, like we said, on the shichru. The way the Chinuch brings down the mitzvah is that the mitzvah is to be savoid boy. The mitzvah is, so to speak, to subjugate that eved forever. The mitzvah is to subjugate the eved forever. Memeila, if you're meshachru, you're mevatel. It's not an issur asay, it's a violation, it's a bittul of the state of the mitzvah. It's very interesting to try to get to the bottom understanding what would it mean to say that there's a chiyuv to what would the, I don't want to say why would the Torah, but what's the context, what's the framework, how do we understand it, you know, the background of the Torah is being mechayiv to say that if somebody has an evet, that there's a tzivui, there's a chiyuv asay for him to use that evet. I don't want to use my chamor. I don't have to use my chamor. Reb Shamshon Vol Hirsch has a discussion in several places on the moral underpinnings of the din of Eved, and he says like this. He says that the context of Avdus in the outside world is a bitl of the Tzelem Elokim. Taking a person for his skin color and treating him as no more than a piece of cattle, as no more than a horse or a donkey to do work on a cotton plantation, means treating him not as a tzelem elokim. That is definitely not consistent with the Torah's way of looking at life. He says the context of an eved, and he says it, he relates clearly to the situation that was in America 150 years ago. He says if avdus was performed properly, then it would be a service. What's avdus? The Torah says by Noach, by Parshas Noach, Noach gave Chom a klola for his mice over there. Eved avodim yelochet. We can look at that. That's a klola. He's going to be treated as an animal. Says Rabbi Hirsch, it might have been a klola, but it's a bracha. Chom was limited. Chom miloshem chamimus. Chom was only affected. Was only motivated by his physical stimuli. The only thing that got him going, the only thing that spoke to him, the only thing that was part of his importance, of his world, was the physical world. Says Rabbi Hirsch, but he's for Tetzel Malikim. He was created also with Bechiru. Says the only way for Chum to get out of the situation of being an animal, he's an animal because he's controlled by his goof. The only way for Chum, he was given a blessing in disguise, that if he'll be an Eved Avodim La'achiv, he'll be able, in the context of being subservient to Shem, to Yefes, he'll be able to learn something of the finer things in life. He'll be able to learn something of the Yoifi. He'll become a cultured human being. He'll get some of the Yoifi of Yefes. More importantly, he'll get from Shem some Mahus. The name Shem comes, the name of something denotes its essence. Shame is the forerunner of Klal Yisrael, because shame speaks to defining things by what they are, the essence, the koyach haruchni shaboy. Chom can only be zoiche to some measure of being a tzelem elokim only by being an eved. It's not that avdus is meant to take away the tzelem elokim from a person. Avdus, done properly, you can see in America today, those that need the avdus, if because they were set free, Lamaisa today almost have no tzura of a tzelem elokim. The culture of their culture is a culture of is an animalistic culture. The only way, the blessing that he was given by Noach, the blessing in disguise, was that he would have the wherewithal to become a tzelem elokim, subservient to shame. The same concept, and you can see today in the world what's going on today in the world, the Muslim world, is that when Hagar was mizgoe on Sarah because she became a milberis from Avram and Sarah, all the years was an akara. It says over there that she was mizgoe al Sarah. So what was Sarah's response? She went, she complained to Avram. Avram said, Tasima shatoy beinecho, and she went and she was mavid her babay des porach. Are we talking about Sarah Imenu, the mother of Midas Aches in this world? The paragon of Chesed brought Midas Achesed together with Avram Avinu to this world, and that was Maskomus Avram Avinu. That's what's going on. She made her feel bad, so she beat her up, and she made her wash the floors. Is that what's going on? Says Rabbi Hirsch, what's going on is that in order for Hagar to produce a child that would be worthy of being a child of Avram Avinu, Hagar was from Mitzrayim. Hagar didn't have koyach to bring a child of Ruchnis into the world. Hagar's ability to bring Avram's akind, Avram's child, into the world to be a true Talmud of Avram was tolui in her role as being Meshubet to Sarah. If she's Meshubet to Sarah, she would learn, she would become, she would be a Tofel to Sarah, then she'd be capable of being Mechanech a child. Sarah didn't want that child of Avram to go out onto the street and be a Pera Adam. So she went to Avram, she said, it's not working. This is not Kavod Hashem, that your child should be brought into the world and it shouldn't be, and then Hagar shouldn't be under my influence. Avram said, Tasim Mashantoy Ben Echa, the only way was for her to be Machnia, to be Mashpia, to be Mashpil Hagar, for Hagar to be a Tofel to Sarah, in order for Yishmael, and that's the way it was. The Medrash says the Yishmael was also lived in his world, he lived in the Midbar, he was a Revi Kashos, but Midas HaChesed existed by him, Hachnosas Orchim, and so on. Yishmael, the Emunah of Bnei Yishmael, they attack him, Per Adam, Rachmal and Tzlan, the Benjamin should save us from them, but the Midah of Emunah, of Olam Chesed Yibana, the Midah of Emunah, which is the foundation, the Briah by them, is B'tahara, because they are Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. They come from Avraham Avinu. That was all the Hashpa of Sarah on Hagar. So we understand that Avdus is not given to Klai, so the institution of Avdus is not a hechetimtzer to take another human being and to turn him into a ferret, to turn him into a piece of property, but Adarav. If there's a toiva there, to be able to take somebody who's living in a world of Avdus, who's anyways fashklacht, he's anyways an Eved Lutzoy Noisov, and to lift him up and to give him the ability to be toyim, what it means to live life as a Tzelem Alekim, Tachas Kanfei Hashinu. The thing is, by freeing him, you're letting him to his own devices. Who says that he can hold the same way Sarah and Hagar had that tension? Who says that he'll be able, if you mishachar him, you're letting him go, he won't be under you anymore. He's not a mechunach. He's not anymore in the world where you could be mechanachim, where you could hold on to him and have him become mechunach, what it means to live like a human being. He doesn't have a kelim. He's not Mizera Avram Yitzviyak. In that context, there's a halacha lahavid boy. The same way Sarah was told Baruch HaKadosh B'Nevuah to make Hagar work, Klal Yisrael is told that if they have the institution of Avdus, to be Meshachar and Eved is to destroy him. To let him go is to destroy him. I don't know if anybody wants to pass this message on to Abraham Lincoln, but those are the facts. Abraham Lincoln had his own cheshbonis, mitzad the war between the North and the South. But the idea of lo'olam em savoidu, we can look at it as an assay to hold on to him, to work him in order to be mechanechem. The biggest taiva that one can do for another human being is to bring him into a context of living like a human being. Or we can understand that being mishachrim, which is a bittle of that institution, which is the biggest taiva for the rest of the world that doesn't have the schus to have tayag mitzvahs, and you're giving him that schus, the bittle of that institution is the maisa shikr. It's either an isra say or it's a bittle of the asay of loyal bam tavoidu, of turning another human being into a tzelem elikim. That's the context, I think. When we look at it that way, we understand the framework of these blatter totally different.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.